You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the book of Matthew, the gospel writings of Matthew. We started Matthew chapter 13, and these are the parables of Jesus, beginning with the parable of the sower. And we stopped last time at verse 17, and we are going to continue from there. So we see Jesus speaking on this parable. He gave the parable, and then we're going to be seeing the interpretation of the parable as we continue this week. So last time we stopped at verse 17, which says, "For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." So Jesus was blessing his disciples and said, "You are blessed, for your eyes have seen things that many of the righteous men and prophets of old wanted to see, and your eyes and your ears have heard things that many wanted to hear and did not hear." So the blessings were upon the disciples who hear the word of Jesus and choose to believe and accept what he says, because many prophets and righteous men would have desired to see the Messiah King and would have wanted to hear him speak and to see him in person, but they did not have the privilege to. They passed before he came. But these ordinary men and women of old who were the disciples of Jesus Christ, they were blessed to behold the Messiah. And we are blessed to behold him as well, children of God, because we see him in the Spirit. Blessed are those that have not seen, but believe me. So we have not seen him in person, but we believe. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for what you are doing in this season. Thank you for opening our eyes to you. Thank you for bringing illumination through your word. Holy Spirit of God, thank you that you are with us and in us. And you, O God Almighty, bring clarity, O God Almighty, to your people. So we just thank you for this privilege to call upon your name. And we pray, O God, that as your word come forth this evening, O God Almighty, we pray it will come forth, O God Almighty, with clarity, with precision. O God, that we will understand the word, O God, and apply it unto wisdom. Have your way in our lives, O God Almighty. Keep us, O God, looking unto you, Jesus. Help us, O God, to have a fixed gaze. O God, so many things are coming to distract us, but we pray right now in the name of Jesus that our eyes will be upon you. So we look to you this evening. Have your way among your people. We thank you for all those who take time out to come to hear your word. And we pray, oh God, that your word will bring forth that transformation. Oh, mighty God, that great change, oh God, that they desire. Father, we look to you and we thank you and we give you glory and honor. For you are worthy of praise, worthy of glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. So we continue from verse 18. So Jesus now was giving the interpretation of the parable. So we see he spoke of the parable of the seed by the wayside. This parable of the sower, he spoke of the seed by the wayside. He spoke of the seed on stony ground. He spoke of the seed that fell among thorns and the seed that fell on good ground. So we're going to be looking on verse 18 of Matthew 13, New King James Version. The word tells us, "Therefore, hear the parables of the sower." And remember, we said the parable is an earthly saying with a heavenly meaning or with spiritual meaning. So Jesus said, "Therefore, hear the parable of the sower." Hear and understand what Jesus is saying and come to know exactly what this parable means. The parable of the sower. So the seed that was sown by the wayside, verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. People of God, Jesus now giving the interpretation of the parables. One who hears the word and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away. The devil comes and snatches away the word that was sown in his heart. So Jesus said, this is he who receives seed by the wayside. So the word came, he hears it, but does not understand it. And people of God, if we don't understand God's word, we can't apply it. So we have to understand God's word that we will be able to apply it unto wisdom. So we can't apply God's word without understanding it. So we see the enemy comes and takes away that word. So the seed is the word, people of God. And many times you are speaking to someone over and over and over, and you don't see no change. That person did not even understand it. And the wicked one, the enemy, the devil himself, who does not want the word to reach into the hearts of people, snatch it away. So Jesus said, this is the one that is sown by the wayside. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. So that heart condition is not in a place to understand the word of God. Psalm 119, 130 tells us, the entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. So when the word enters our heart, people of God, it gives light, it illuminates us. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So we see, people of God, when the word comes, it comes to bring illumination. The entrance, once it enters into us, it gives light, it illuminates us, it becomes our guide, it gives understanding to the simple. So we can't remain simple if the word of God is inside of us. Many of us are still simple because the word has not yet found that good soil in our hearts. So we remain simple. So we don't want to remain simple. We want to continue to look to the Lord and to understand that it is his word that is understood, the word that is understood that will make us wise. The word said the word came, but this person did not understand it. So we need understanding, people of God. The psalmist himself spoke again in Psalm 119, 144. The righteousness of your testimony is everlasting. He said, give me understanding and I shall live. So we need understanding to truly live the word of God. We have to prepare our hearts, people of God, to receive God's word. Our hearts have to be in a pliable condition and ready to receive the word. Then the word will come in. And that person will be changed, can never continue to be simple. So when we get understanding of God's word, it brings change. It brings change, people of God. It gives understanding to the simple. But Jesus said, in this soil, this wayside, this is a trampled area, the wayside. It's trampled up. And there's no place for this word to settle. So this person hears the word, but there's no understanding of the word. And the enemy, the devil himself, comes and snatch away that word from that person. Look at verse 20 of Matthew chapter 13. But he who received the seed in stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receive it with joy. So the seed is sown, the word comes. But it fell on stony places. The condition of the heart was stony. There were a lot of stuff in that heart that needs to be removed. Jesus said, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. The heart stony, but you receive the word with joy. Look at verse 21 of Matthew 13. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when the tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. So we see, people of God, this person received the word with joy, rejoicing about this word. But when trouble comes, what happens to this person? When tribulation comes because of the word, so we are going to be persecuted because of the word. What happened? This person, because the heart condition was not right, the soil of the heart was not right, it was stony, not much earth was there, he has no root in himself, so he endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, Jesus said. So the tribulation and persecution did not come for any other reason but because of the word. Immediately he stumbles. Immediately he goes off track. Immediately he finds himself off the straight and narrow. Because what, he has no root, nothing to hold the word. So we as God's people have to understand, whatever is in our hearts that is besetting us, whatever is in our heart that is preventing the word of God from finding that good ground, we have to ask the Lord to take it out of us, to help us, to create in us clean hearts. We have to ask him to remove the stony things from out of our hearts. To remove the stuff that are preventing us from having, from preventing the word from finding that deep place in us, from making and sending down deep roots in us. We have to ask the Lord to remove the sin, to remove the weight, to remove all the things that are besetting us, the malice, the strife, the contention, the hatred, the jealousy. People of God, the Lord is calling us to understand that if the soil of the heart is not right, if it's stony, then we, people of God, will just be rejoicing for a little while. But when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately that person stumbles. Immediately that person say, you know what, I can't bother with this thing, too much pressure. People of God, we have to come to that place of understanding that the word of God has to find that good soil in our hearts. The word of God is coming, but how is the condition of our hearts? Is our heart right? Is our heart set to receive the word of God? We don't want to be people who are enduring only for a while, but we want to be people who endure to the very end. We want to be people who fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation. He spoke to his disciples in John 16:33. In me you will have peace. In this world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome. People of God, we have to come to understand that whatever is in us that is not of God, we have to ask him to root it out, to get rid of all those stones, and to break up all the fallow ground, and to make our hearts pliable, for the word of God to find that deep root in us. The Lord is calling us, people of God. And we don't want the word to be coming, word after word after word after word coming, and there is no change. We want to see the change in each and every one of us as the word comes to us. We want to yield to the word of God. We want to submit to the word of God. We want to allow the word of God to reform us and reshape us. We want to be like the word who is Jesus Christ. We want to live like him. But if the soil, if the condition of our heart is not right, people of God, we remain the same carnal Christians, looking like the world, behaving like the world, and calling on the name of Christ. People of God, this is not supposed to be. We are supposed to be children of God who show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to be people who not only speak Jesus, but live him, because our heart has changed. We need to have a change of heart, people of God. Is our heart right before God? God is calling us. And this parable of the sower is showing up the condition of our hearts. Is our heart right? So we have to come to understand the word is being sown. The seed of the word is being sown. But if the heart is not receptive to the word of God, then we see that it will not benefit us. So we have to come to that place of understanding that the Lord is calling us, people of God. We see the two conditions of the soil. One was at the wayside. Here the word could not understand it. The wicked one come and snatch away that word, and that person remain in their state that like they were before. No change. The word was taken from them. So we want the word to have that entrance into our lives where it brings forth understanding that we can live like Christ. We see that word again fell on stony ground. This person received the seed of the word and was rejoicing. Immediately they received the word and he was immediately rejoicing. Receive it with joy, rejoicing. Yet he has no roots. Trouble come, the pressures of this life come upon him. And what? He stumbles. He stumbles. Can't go on no more. Can't continue on this journey because of the persecution. So people of God, if we do not have the right heart condition, if we do not have the right soil, if we our hearts are not right before God, then when trouble comes, we will pack up and run. But God is saying to us today, ask the Holy Spirit to create in us clean hearts and renew a right spirit within us. Hearts that will be willing and ready to receive the word of God. And hearts that have that capacity to hold the word of God and to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 22 of Matthew 13. We're looking on the seed among thorns. So Jesus giving the interpretation of this parable, the parable of the sower, the seed that fell among thorns. Look at verse 22. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. People of God, look on it. Look on this word. The word came, this person received the word, but it fell among thorns. The word came, but it fell among thorns. And look on the thorns. The thorns are what? The cares of this life. The cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches. Many who are there going after riches and becoming more and more greedy, trying to get richer and richer. Those who allow the cares of this life, the anxiety and the cares and the fears and everything that come upon the people of God, allow it to choke the word. The word now becomes strangled. And anything that is strangled cannot grow. People of God, so we might be getting the word, but we are so anxious. We are so fearful. We are so worried about what is going to happen next, that the word comes and did not benefit us because the soil of our heart was not right. It was filled with anxiety and fear and doubt. But the word of God tells us be anxious for nothing. According as the word tells us in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. And the peace, verse 7 said, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding will keep your heart and mind. So people of God, we don't want to become unfruitful because the word has been choked out of us. The word is coming. But are we allowing the cares of this life to choke out the word from us? Are we so worried about what is going to happen next? Are we so worried about the everyday situations that we do not allow the word to become productive in our lives? People of God, we do not want the word of God to be coming to us, and then that word is strangled because we are so filled up with cares and anxieties and worries. And we are so deceived by riches, trying to accumulate more and more and more. The more we have is the more we want, people of God. And we are not rich towards God. Our affection is set on things on the earth, not on the things of God. The Lord doesn't want us to live that way, people of God. He doesn't want us to live that way. He promised that he will supply our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. His promises are true. He's faithful, people of God. He's faithful to his word. Whatever he says he will do, he will do. But we have become like the world. The world is anxious. The world is wondering what's next. But we as God's people should take God at his word. Rely upon his word. He said he will not leave us nor forsake us. He will take care of us. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He did not leave us as orphans. He did not leave us to fend for ourselves. So why are we so caught up in the things of the world? Why are we so anxious? Why are we so fearful? And not allowing God's word to find that good soil in our hearts. So we don't want to be like one of those who when the word comes, it falls among thorns. The thorns are the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, strangle the very word out of us. We don't want the word to be strangled, people of God, from us. We want God's word to find that good soil in our hearts. We want God's word to germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness. Look on verse 23 of Matthew 13. And that's the last verse on the parable of the sower. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it. Very important, people of God. He who hears the word and understand it. Psalm 119:144 tells us the righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. He said, give me understanding and I shall live. He who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understand it. And people of God, if we don't understand the word of God, we cannot live it. If we don't understand God's word, we cannot live it. If we don't learn the word, we can't live it. If we are not teachable people of God, we will not learn and we will not understand. So we have to become teachable. We have to come to that place where we will sit and listen and learn and listen and hear to obey. Not just hear, but hear to obey. When we see that word hear in the Bible, it means hear to obey. So we're not just hearing and it going through the other ear, but we're But we're here to say, yes, I purpose in my heart to do what Jesus says. So we see the good ground is he who hears the word and understand it, who indeed bear fruit and produces some 100-fold. So we see different capacity here. Some will produce 100-fold. You have the capacity for 100-fold, yes. Some 60 and some 30. But the main thing here, people of God, in this verse is that production is taking place. We are bearing fruit. We are producing. And when we look, people of God, in John 15, 8, the word of God said, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciple. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So we are not just to bear fruit, but much fruit. We want to bear fruit for the kingdom of God. And when we look, people of God, the word tells us in Galatians 5, 22 to 23, that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance. People of God, are we producing the fruit of the Spirit? Jesus said, this is how my Father gets the glory, when you bear fruit. So when our heart's condition are right, people of God, then we are going to be bearing fruits, bringing glory and honor to the name of Jesus, bringing glory and honor to the Father. Jesus said, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So you will show the world that you belong to me. You will show the world that you are my followers when you are bearing fruits of righteousness. People of God, the kingdom has come. The word tells us the kingdom is not meat and drink, but righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Are we bearing fruits of righteousness? So we want to be that good soil, people of God, that good ground. We want our hearts to be that good ground which will produce, the Holy Spirit will produce in us the fruits of righteousness. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. And Jesus said in John 15, 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so you will be my disciples. People of God, let us continue to yield to the Holy Spirit and allow him to produce the fruit of righteousness in us. God bless you. We'll stop here this evening as we come to the end of the parable of the sower. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you again for your word. We thank you that you're calling us to change, oh God, our hearts. We cannot do it of ourselves, but we pray right now in the name of Jesus, to the power of the Spirit, that you'll create in us clean hearts so that we will produce fruits of righteousness, bringing honor to your name. So we thank you, we give you praise, honor, and glory as we look to you and give thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
In the
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.